2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
Until I got really cold, and then I stopped. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star in the studio this evening. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Chris.
Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
And what a great New Year it is going to be. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on that some things we can talk about, some things we can't talk about. But this is our weekly radio show, Running Flat Radio. It's all about running. It's about some cycling, about some swimming, maybe. Maybe we'll do a swimming special in a little bit with the new championship that's coming to the city. But the show is really all about just getting people out there doing something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, today we've decided that we would do a couple things. We would talk about training, getting people, you know, driveway, down the block, feeling a little bit better about what they're doing. And we were also going to talk about the 25 worst questions anyone can ask a runner.
I have a couple to add to that.
Oh, it's terrible, terrible. You know, people, you know, make comments all the time if you're a runner, if they know you're a runner, that's either off the cuff, derogatory, or just really dumb questions. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do something that we've never done on this show, and we've been on the air almost a year, and that is take live phone calls.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we're asking them to call from Windsor and Essex County. They can call 519-792-CKLW 2559 or toll-free in southwestern Ontario. It's 1-800-263-CKLW 2559. And also, if you're a mobile user on Rogers, it's *800, or on Telus, it's *800, or on Bell Mobility, it's #800. And, you know, you can talk to Kyle, the engineer, and we'll get you on and we'll talk about the stupidest question anyone's ever asked you about running. And from a runner's perspective.
Yeah. And you know what? I kind of wanted to start the show, too, with a bit of a confession.
A confession?
A confession. I'm a little embarrassed, but I thought I might as well come out with it.
Oh, okay.
You know that I've been running for 17 years, and I've always been very vocal on the treadmill.
Yes. Running on a treadmill.
Yep. I've been that person. Get outside, get some fresh air, you know, listen to the birds. I haven't ran outside in 2 months.
You've been on the treadmill.
I have. I joined a new gym.
Okay.
And they have this awesome treadmill. It's one of those ones that has like the slates. It's like a long distance treadmill. It's geared towards long distance runs. It's not a belt. It has more of the slats.
Does it have a curve built into it?
A bit of one, but it's just when you're landing, it's really cushiony. It's awesome.
It's the Woody curve.
Yeah. And I've got the TV over my head.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I haven't been outside, and my clinic is starting on Saturday, so I'm actually going to have to dig out my clothes. I don't know where they are for my outdoor running. Is that not sad?
I know, but you know what? Saying that, last week I decided that I would do some investigative reporting on treadmills.
Yeah.
And I came across the Woody treadmill that you're talking about.
Have you been on it?
It's like an $8,000 treadmill.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a motor, right? It uses your own body strength to move it. And Trueform makes one exactly like it, except they use a polymer on top that's different than the wood slats. And I've been trying to get the owners of those two companies on to talk about their product, because what their product does that's more unique than anyone else is it keeps you upright and keeps your posture perfect for running.
Honestly, it's great. The only thing is I did realize that I have to focus. I can't look around, because the one time I was running kind of in my groove and I started checking everyone out, and all of a sudden my toe caught in the one slot and I almost flew off the back of it, which was a little embarrassing.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah, because I screamed. I grabbed the sides and then screamed. So, of course, everyone looked at me, so I kind of drew that attention back.
Yeah. So, you know, if you do have, that's quite the confession.
And you know what? Anyone who knows me would be shocked by that. I haven't been telling anyone, because I'm really embarrassed. It's been too cold. It's been too rainy. Well, you know, I just don't have time today. Like, it's been ridiculous. I've just wanted to run at the treadmill, catching up on sports on the TV.
But you've been getting it done.
I've been getting it done. Not as much as I should, but come Saturday, I'm back in my groove.
Outside.
And running big miles.
But you know, we've had some decent weather, too, to go out.
Yeah, and I haven't gone out. Like, I have no excuse. I don't know what it is, except I like this treadmill.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's all about the treadmill.
Maybe it is.
But so you're listening to AM 800 CKLW to Running Flat Radio. If you do have one of the 25 worst questions that anyone's ever asked you about running, I can tell you that I've got a lot. I've got a huge amount. My favorite, I'll tell you a little bit later, but...
Is this your personal one or on the list?
Well, no, my personal one is, it's in general. You know, when you're out there running and you're in the groove and you're just so focused on your body and your form and the music you're listening to, if you're listening to tunes and your surroundings, and then someone in a sedan pulls up next to you and slowly rolls down the window and says, excuse me, can you tell me where? And you go like, and you're looking at him like, are you really serious? Are you really stopping? It's like bad juju. It's bad karma to stop a runner.
Yep.
You know, when they're in their zone and they're just really loving life, to say, you know, can you tell me where the Sobeys is?
I know.
And I think that, to me, is probably the absolute worst question you could ever ask a runner, is when they're in that run, they're in that zone.
Absolutely.
And you've just clobbered it.
My worst one ever was a brutally hot day. Long run, I think it was about 13 miles. I was pretty gassed, pretty tired. I was sweating my butt off. And this lady pulled up and she said, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second? And of course, I don't want to stop, but I go, well, sure, what's up? I was just wondering, when you're out running in the sun, do you wear stuff on your face to protect your face against the sun? I looked at her and I thought, really? She was a Mary Kay person who wanted to sell me face products to put on my face for when I'm running outside.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it.
Captive audience.
Then she gave me her card. I have nowhere to put it. I had my shorts on. I'm all sweaty. I'm just like running away going, really? I just stopped for that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, at least you don't know where the Sobeys is. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Jacques, frère Jacques.
Hey, Dad, is this a new song in French?
It's not that new. I learned it when I was your age.
Hey, Mom, do you think they'll know it at my new French school?
Of course they will. Pierre, I'm so glad we're sending Sarah to a French school. Their results are impressive. I'm sure she'll receive everything she needs to succeed.
Yes, and in a Catholic French language school, they value what's important to us.
To find a Catholic French language school near you, go to myfrenchschool.com.
Get out of the cold and into the hot deals at Tecumseh Mall. From Boathouse to Blue Notes, Le Chateau, The Source, and more. You'll find the deals you want and the brands you love. Need it? Find it fast at Tecumseh Mall. It's right here.
Remember grade school? The math, the reading, the writing, and speech reciting. And to make things even more fun, the homework. Let's face it, school's not a cakewalk. Kids these days deserve a little credit. That's why we have the AM 800 Class of the Week. If you know of a class, grades JK through 8, that consistently go above and beyond, visit am800cklw.com and nominate them for AM 800's Class of the Week. Arms Boomerang will pay a visit to the winning class with breakfast from McDonald's, a backpack from Monarch Basics for each student, and a framed certificate for the classroom. Winners will be announced every Friday at 8:20 on the morning drive.
The AM 800 Class of the Week, brought to you by McCafe at McDonald's. Get a McCafe small premium roast coffee and a fresh baked muffin for only $1.69 plus tax. Monarch Basics, your source for Keurig brewers and K-cups. With a wide variety of flavors in stock at the lowest prices, they're sure to have what you need. Monarch Basics, Southwestern Ontario's largest office products dealer. And AM 800.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. We are still under a cold weather alert. Tonight, clear, a low of minus 17. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of minus 10. Wednesday night, clear with increasing cloudiness after midnight, a low of minus 13. Thursday, cloudy, a 30% chance of flurries, a high high of minus 7. Friday and Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud for both days, a high of 1 on Friday, 3 on Saturday. Once again, we are still under a cold weather alert. Clear tonight, a low of minus 17.
Some people find themselves speechless by Italian art. Maybe it's because their mouths are full. Experience the Italian art of food at the Pasta House. Devour a masterpiece like leek and mushroom, portobello and ricotta, or wild mushroom ravioli. Tender pasta pillows stuffed with a rich mushroom filling, drizzled with an herb garlic sauce. The Pasta House, 465 Erie Street, just west of Howard. Plus, for your convenience, products are available at Remark Farms and now available at Silverstein Produce and Sobeys in St. Clair Beach. Products and prices may vary by location.
AM 800 CKLW.
Oh, you're wonderful. I listen to you religiously.
The place to talk in Windsor, Essex.
I love you.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. This is the show all about running, and just a couple of things we should talk about when it comes to running, some of the runs that are open. Mm-hmm. Le Chocolat, which we have an announcement to make, not this week, is coming up. Le Chocolat's been selling really, really well. We have folks from all over North America coming to Windsor to do this event. It is May 3rd. And anyone can join Le Chocolat, right? We have not just a half marathon, but we also have a 10K, a 10K walk, a 5K, and a 5K walk. Mostly women, mm-hmm. right? It's around 98% right now, women.
Which are some good odds for the guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, great odds. And 2% of the smartest men in the world who've registered for Le Chocolat. The whole shtick behind Le Chocolat is obviously you get a 3-liter box bag of wine that's shaped like a purse.
Oh, I love that.
And it comes in red, it comes in white. It's done by our good friends at Pelee Island Wineries. It's called the Pelee Purse. And of course, all finishers get a finisher's medal. There's a big box of chocolate that you get at the very end of the race. And it's out of Walkerville. It uses all of Riverside Drive as the course. It's a phenomenal course. And just, it's a wonderful event. It's May 3rd. And, you know, we haven't announced where we're doing race kit pickup, but it'll be someplace central and large, hopefully. Yep. And you know, for more information about that race and others, go to runningflat.com.
Yeah, and, you know, there's definitely a buzz about the chocolate run. I think I mentioned to you the majority of the women in my half and full marathon clinic are training for that race.
Awesome, yeah.
And they're all really geeked about it. And they're especially geeked by the fact that the course has changed.
It is. It is. It's changed and it's much larger. And you know, we'll be making lots of announcements about that course in the next couple of weeks as we go through some final approvals. And trust me, you're going to love these announcements. Canada Day is open, selling really well. We had people from Texas who've now registered for Canada Day to come
amazing.
To Amherstburg, Ontario. Wonderful to see that flying up because they want that Canadiana. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, when you register for Canada Day, there is one of three options that you can choose to be on your medal this year. It is Don Cherry, it is Wayne Gretzky, and Commander Chris Hatfield. Those are the three finalists for the Great Canadian Medal this year. And don't forget that you got to suggest on who you want next year. You know, whether it's Corporal Cirillo, which a lot of people have been calling and commenting that that's the person who should be on the medal.
That is a great choice.
Fair enough that he should be on the medal, but that's something you vote for next year because those votes have already been tallied from last year. So
it'll be interesting to see if the friendly giants back in there.
You never know. You know, Rusty the Rooster, Rush is one that keeps coming
nice.
Up. You never know. You never know who's going to be on that medal for next year. And so that's open. Pelee Island is closed. And
There's a lot of really sad people about that.
Tell me about it. My inbox is filled with folks who want in on Pelee. I got a phone call today from Sandusky, Ohio, you know, saying, hey, dude, what do you mean it's closed? When you open it up? So opening it up, it's closed because it's sold out.
Yeah.
So, you know, just read your emails and you'll know when things are opening and you know when things are closing.
How fast did that fill up?
A couple weeks.
I thought so.
Yeah, you know, it's a small race. It's a very small boutique race. So
you know what it is, too? The last couple of years, it's filled up, but it hasn't filled up as quickly. So I think people thought that they would have the wiggle room to maybe sit and sign up.
There's
later.
No wiggle room.
No, like people are shocked. They can't get in.
Yeah, you know, when we announce and it just goes. So Pelee Island, we do have a cancellation list, but it's getting quite lengthy. So yeah, there's not really a lot of opportunity there. And Run for Heroes is open.
Nice.
Run for Heroes is finally open. And the first two registrants were from Chicago.
Really?
To come to Amherstburg, Ontario to run for Heroes.
They must have heard about the flat, fast course.
They did. Of course they did. And, you know, what's really great about Run for Heroes this year is it's just a half marathon. Mm-hmm. It's just a 10K and just a kids marathon. And it's all on one day. It's on the Sunday. And we're just kind of focusing on those
no
races.
No 5K then?
No 5K.
Really? Okay.
No 5K.
You know, the kids marathon last year took off really nicely. I'm pleased to hear you doing that again.
And absolutely. And we've got a lot of requests for that. So those registration forms will be coming out in the next couple of months. So the kids at the schools, getting them involved, you know, mm-hmm. go home, run your 41K at home at your own pace, and then come back in September 19th with us, and then finish the last kilometer to get your marathon medal.
That's a great incentive. Gives the kids something to do, especially through summer, right? Get them up off the couch, out the door, get them out of mom and dad's hair.
Got it. It gets mom and dad something to do
That's
with the kids.
That's why mom and dad like it so much.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Running Flat Radio. One of the questions that we actually have open lines tonight, mm-hmm. and one of the things that we wanted to talk about was, you know, those questions that people ask runners, and mm-hmm. some of the stupidest or dumbest questions that people ask. So you can call us. We're live on the radio this evening at 519-792-CKLW. That's 2559, or 1-800-263-CKLW, or star 800 on Telus and Rogers, and pound 800 on Bell Mobility. But we do have someone on the line with us, mm-hmm. and we have... Hello, Andrew.
How you guys doing?
Good. Andrew joins us on Running Flat Radio. So what's like the dumbest question someone's ever asked you as a runner?
Oh, Jesus. You know, you can differentiate that between as a runner or from the races that we put on. As a runner, pretty much the, I don't want to say dumb, but the most misinformed question you always get is when you do a lot of marathons, and you tell people you're training for another marathon, I mean, everybody can relate to this. The first question out of somebody's mouth who doesn't run is, oh, really? How far is this one?
That's so true.
Yeah. I know. I'm registered for the marathon, but I'm in the 5K walk, and I go to the 5K run. And that's just misinformation, right? Just to...
Absolutely.
But then right after that one, you get the usual, did you win?
For sure. You know what? The funniest thing always in every run is when you're doing a marathon and you get far out in the mileage and they hand out the Vaseline on the stick when everybody looks at one another and it's always like, don't eat it. And you always get that one person that says, you know what? At the 20-mile mark, that was the worst goo I ever had on a stick.
I have to admit, I came really close to one of my first ones to eating that.
Yeah, don't eat the Vaseline on a stick. One of the first rules in running. We should do a shirt like that, right?
We totally should.
Rules of running on a shirt. We should do a race shirt like that. Yeah, don't eat the goo on a stick.
For sure. And as far as putting on an event, you know, we do events on the riverfront, and one of the silliest things that ever got asked to me is, can you tell me where the penguins are?
The live ones or the statues?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for calling us this evening.
Yeah.
And you know what? It amazes me. I know that Runner's World has put together a pretty comprehensive list of what they think is 25 worst questions to ask a runner. And
what was the pickup line in that? They had the worst pickup line. I couldn't figure out which one was the pickup line.
I think they're all pickup
line. Unless it was, are you a runner or a jogger?
I think they're all.
Which I hate. I hate when people say, joggers. So you jog? I can't stand that.
Right. So are you fast?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Wouldn't you rather sleep in?
We all would. Yes, we would.
We would, but it's not what we do. Don't you get tired? Wait, you run outside? I don't know. Isn't it too hot to run? Yeah, you get that quite a bit. That's for sure. That's why you try
you know
to do
what
it
I hear
early
a lot
morning.
Is when the people say, you know, how far did you run today? I'll say, 20 miles. Oh my God, I don't even drive that far in my car. Like, how many times have you heard that?
I know. Isn't it too cold to run? I don't know. I guess we should call our friends at the Yukon Runners and see what they think. Isn't it too windy? Well, you know what? Wind is not our friend. That is for sure. What else they got here? You're going to run in the rain? Well, yeah. I mean, we race in the rain, so you have to run in all conditions.
Absolutely.
Do you really need another pair of running shoes?
The answer to that is yes.
Just take the running out, like shoes, right?
Absolutely. I was saying to someone the other day, I'll look at dress shoes and I'll second guess whether I want to drop $200 on a pair of dress shoes, a pair of running shoes. I don't even think twice. I'm like, yeah, I'll take them. Yeah. You know, it's weird.
Yeah. And you know what? We do go through a lot of running shoes. I know when I was ultraing, I would go through at least 13 pairs a year.
Oh, yeah.
Of shoes. And that was just because the training was so extensive that, you know, when you hit that, kind of like if you can get 400 miles, 300 mm-hmm. miles, you know, somewhere in there, depending on the way you run and what you're running on, you know, then that's all you're going to get out of those shoes.
Absolutely. And then you start to feel it in your knees, so you know darn well you need a pair of shoes.
Right. Even though the shoes look amazing,
yep.
they still look great, right, because you only wear them to run.
And how many people do you hear that from? Like, I'll be at the gym, and so my running shoes are going to have gym shoes, and people will make comment that they can't believe how many pairs of shoes I have. But the shoes I'm wearing at the gym, they've got all the miles on them. I can't wear them anymore, but they look brand new.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So the answer is, yes, we do really need another pair of running shoes. Why would you need so many running shoes is our next question. Well, you know, there's trail running, there's winter running. Right now, Deb and I are running in New Balance 902s.
Yep, do you like them?
For trail. Boy, they were nice. Mm-hmm. And what's really amazing about those shoes is they're so stable and there's so much cushioning in it. So like when you do run over a rock or a twig or like a chunk of ice, like you don't feel it.
That's nice.
It's really, really a nice shoe.
And that's the thing. When you put out the money for a good pair of shoes, it really makes a difference.
Awesome shoes. And those are from the Running Factory and New Balance store here in Windsor.
I'm going to be heading over there tomorrow to pick up some outside running gear.
Yes.
For my braving the conditions on Saturday.
That's correct. You have to. What else has Runner's World got here? You mean you have fun running? Damn right we do. Don't you get lost? No. Do you need a ride? Kind of brings you right back to that crazy woman asking you for directions.
Yep.
What are you doing? Is running safe for your age? You know what? I've
never had anyone ask that.
You know what? It's incredible that in the act of running is unlike any other sport in the world. For the simple fact that you could be 80 years old and still be an elite class athlete.
Absolutely.
You could be in your 40s and still be peaking. Meb is a perfect example of that by winning Boston last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the very few sports in the world that you can actually do that in. You know, usually, you know, folks peak in their early 20s and they're gone. But, you know, there's still people in their 80s who are like sub 3 or mm-hmm. really close to sub 3 or just over 3 hours in a marathon.
Well, what's Whitlock?
Just over 3. He's 3:15.
Oh, that's crazy. He's what, 80-something?
84, I think, this year. I don't know. We'll have to get
Eddie
on. We'll have to get him on. So, yeah, is running safe for your age? Damn right it is. Isn't it unhealthy to run so much? Oh, how many times were you asked that? Like just in the office situation when you're training and you go, okay, this is my training regimen.
Yep.
This is what we're doing. Oh, you're in your knees and, you know, everything else is going to happen, you know.
Well, and it never helps when someone dies at a marathon. Which you got to put that in perspective. There's thousands and thousands of people. Every time someone dies at a marathon, it's like I see everyone who's doubted me in the past and they, oh, yeah, good thing you're running. I hope you don't die of a heart attack. I would rather die of a heart attack while I'm running than sitting on the couch with my head in a bag of chips, to be quite honest.
Wavy Lays?
With the pickle chip dip.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AMA 100. We'll be right back after these messages.
You want more movement in your life this year? Well, this is your chance. Time to step up your game and register now for the 2015 Dream Climb. Dream Climb is a continuous walk or run up 13 flights of stairs in the Chrysler Building. It all supports the neurosciences program at Windsor Regional Hospital. Register solo, as a team, or bring the family and take part in the Kitty Climb. $25 to register. Sponsored by Greg Montfortin and Partners, Medtronic, and AM 800. For details on the 2015 Dream Climb, visit dreamclimb.ca.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
Local authorities need help finding a missing LaSalle woman. Police won't name her out of respect for her family, but say she went missing in LaSalle around 8:30 last night. Her vehicle was found this morning at the foot of Lincoln Road near the river in Windsor. Her description is on the AM 800 website. There are 600 new jobs coming to Windsor. HGS Canada is opening a call center next month at the former Zellers location at Tecumseh Mall. The company's investing $4 million into the site, and 120 workers are needed right away. And Windsor police officials are trying to reunite a United States Marine Corps medal with its owner. The medal was discovered on Monday when officers arrested a man suspected of breaking and entering at an apartment building in the 500 block of Riverside Drive West last month. AM 800 Sports, the Wings are in Buffalo tonight. Right now, scoreless in the first period. The Essex 73s are hosting Blenheim tonight. That game in a bit of a delay because of broken glass. And St. Clair College is hosting the National Women's Basketball Championship in March of 2016. From the AM 800 Weather Center, we are still under a cold weather alert. Clear tonight, a low of minus 17. Sunny tomorrow, a high of minus 10. Clear Wednesday night with increasing cloudiness after midnight, a low of minus 13. Right now in Windsor Essex, minus 16 Celsius, that is 3 Fahrenheit, with the wind chill feels like minus 23 Celsius or minus 9 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. We are talking today about the worst questions that people ask runners about their running, about their passion. And if you'd like to chime in on it, you can do that at 519-792-CKLW or 1-800-263-CKLW. Or if you're on your phone, you can also go star 800 on Rogers, star 800 on Telus, or pound 800. On Bell Mobility, and tell us all about your worst question that anyone's ever asked you about running. You know, so your knees do hurt? That's one of the questions from Runner's World. They've listed the top 25 worst questions that people have asked.
I told you about that one guy who pulled up next to me, rolled his window down. I thought he was just going to be encouraging. And I don't know what I was thinking. He looked over and he said... nice job blowing your knees out. You're not going to be walking in about 10 years. And then squealed off. And I'm just going, seriously? Did that just happen? And, so it was helpful.
And
do you think
that was a former runner who maybe ran into some issues and just couldn't get over those issues?
There's no way that guy was a former runner. No way.
No way.
I'm being very kind right now.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, it's so hard what people do. One of the other questions that comes from Runner's World is, do you hurt yourself running?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's all about stress and recovery, right? I mean, that's what working out is, period. So yeah, in running we do. We do stress and then we recover and we ice and we stretch and go back at it. Cross train, what is cross train? It's got a big light on it. It's coming right for you. How far is your marathon? Which is going back to Andrew's question about what happens. And yeah. That's just misinformation. And most of it's because of the way the word marathon's been co-opted out of running, right? Where people talk about, you know, a marathon session of, you know, the legislature or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, but you get a lot of people, too, that will use the, my daughter did that Canada Day marathon in Amherstburg. You mean the 5K? Yeah, she did the marathon. No, I think some people think the marathon is or just one catch-all for a race.
A run. Yeah.
It's funny because even some runners who actually run, I've caught them, you know, wanting to know what qualifying time they have to get in their 5K for Boston. And I've just been, it's the miscommunication. People just aren't really sure, but it just.
But that's what this show is for.
Absolutely.
That
we're
clearing all of that up. And right, to qualify for Boston, you have to run a Boston qualifier, which is a marathon. There's not a half marathon.
But how far does that marathon have to be?
Well, how far do you want to run today? What time do you want? Right. Yeah, exactly. So one of the other questions that they've listed number 22 is, but don't you get bored? Boy, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, people say, well, you know, I'd like to run, but... I just get so bored after like 5 minutes of it, I give up.
Yeah.
You know, well,
and that's where you throw out the groups. I will help you with that, you know?
Well, it's about socialization, right? That we can do this together.
Absolutely.
Did you win? Yeah, I won. Why pay so much to run a race? I get that.
You probably get that a lot.
I get that a lot. So you like jogging?
Yeah. I hate the jogging word.
Yeah, I think that's just, it's just such a 70s thing, mm-hmm. you know? And why do you run? And that's pretty much what Runner's World is listed as the 25 worst questions to ask a runner. And I'm not too sure which one was the actual pickup line, frankly, and all of that.
None of them really stood out as a pickup line. Yeah,
not really. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. One of the things that Running Flat does is we produce runs in the local area. Yeah, there is a color run mm-hmm. that's been announced that is open also for this year. We are going to do also an evening run. Mm-hmm. And we'll be making those announcements a little bit later on in the year. Some of the races that are open right now is really what is the largest half marathon in Ontario this side of the Mississauga Marathon in the spring, and that's Le Chocolat. Mm-hmm. Le Chocolat is a half marathon, a 10K, and a 5K, and it's all based out of really trendy Walkerville, right outside the Walkerville Brewery. And the course is the gorgeous Riverside Drive, mm-hmm. you know, vista there, looking at over in Detroit and, you know, the nice houses. It's just a beautiful, beautiful run. So that event is May 3rd. Registration is open. And for more information, you can go to runningflat.com.
And with that one, now you're going to Lauzon and to the bridge, right?
That's correct. We have all the Windsor locked down.
Nice.
Yeah, it's huge because it's never been done before.
Yep.
So you can imagine the logistics that we're dealing with on doing that. But you know, having said that, it's a wonderful opportunity for this city mm-hmm. to be involved in an event where, you know, 2,000 plus runners that are complete foreign tourists to the city are coming here to actually experience all of that. You know, how great Walkerville is, how great downtown Windsor is, the Windsor hotels, you know, do some shopping, do some eating. Like, it's a wonderful place to do that. And it's the weekend before Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So what's amazing about that is it kind of gives you, it's a primer. It's, you get to celebrate a week before Mother's Day, you know, Mother's Day.
And see, some of the guys who are a little, you know, uncertain whether they should run the race because it's primarily women. Why not enter? You're going to get yourself a nice big purse bag of wine.
Yeah.
That gift just says, I love you. You give that to your mom, you give it to your wife, right?
Yeah, nothing says I love you like a 3-liter box of wine.
Absolutely.
In a red, maybe. And the white, you know, there's a Chardonnay or Merlot. Those are two choices. But that's our swag for Le Chocolat. Canada Day, July 1st in Amherstburg. That's a real special day because that race kind of kicks off all the celebration in Amherstburg. And if you ever want to have a great celebration for Canada Day, Amherstburg is awesome for a lot of reasons. One is it's a quaint little town, but it's kind of where history began for Canada because this event is surrounded by the Fort Malden. And Fort Malden is the epicenter of the War of 1812. You know, the Brits had it, the Americans had it, the Brits had it, went back and forth. It's such a great historical piece that the town of Amherstburg's built around, and that's where our start-finish line is.
Mm-hmm.
We use a musket and a cannon to start the race. It's awesome. It's awesome. It starts off the day, and then you spend the entire day in Amherstburg, spend all of your money there, and and watch the fireworks at the very end. It's a really cool Canada Day. And that event has sold out every year it's been on. And it's on its way to being sold out shortly.
Well, if you're pulling in people at this point from Texas, that's impressive.
Texas, Michigan, Ohio, a lot of people from Toronto. It's even looking at Le Chocolat. Le Chocolat has this huge following out of Ottawa.
Really?
Ottawa.
I wonder why.
I don't know. But there's a lot of people from Ottawa, New York, mm-hmm. Iowa.
Iowa. That's a surprise.
Iowa. It's amazing, but yeah, all those folks are coming to Windsor, but even Run for Heroes does the same thing where you'll actually start counting off the states, and the next thing you know, you've got more than half the states covered, mm-hmm. Coming to an event like Run for Heroes. So,
you know, though, I think a lot of people too now, when they're doing these races, they're looking at them as destination races. Hey, I've never been to Amherstburg. Great time to do it. There's a race there. I know that's what I do with a lot of races I'll go to. It's a nice little trip away.
It is. And what's really cool right now, if you're one of our American listeners or who's listening to us on iTunes or live on AM 800, it's 20 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, that is nice.
The bad news is if you're a race director, it's 20 cents on the dollar. And, you know, because a lot of our supplies are U.S. based. So, the exchange, you know, in a lot of ways works really well. In other ways, it doesn't. So, but Kelly's crew has some stuff going on right now.
We do. We just had our sign up on last Saturday. Kelly's crew, we have two clinics, actually. We have a half and full marathon clinic, which is actually starting off on Saturday. We're new runners, old runners, veteran runners, anyone who wants to come out. And it's kind of interesting because right now the bulk of our runners are going to Nashville, and they're also going to Le Chocolat and Pelee Island. So we've got a great group of women, probably around 22. It's still open if people are interested in joining. Get hold of me either through Facebook or at the paper. I'm starting up a Learn to Run clinic as well on Wednesday nights. It's going to be at 6:15, and that's Learn to Run. It's a walk-run program.
Yep.
If you already run and you're just looking to improve your 5K or your 10K, you're still welcome to come out. Again, that's going to be starting, I believe it's the 28th, which is the Wednesday, 6:15. And all of the clinics leave from WFCU, which is nice because we have the bathrooms, we have the warmth of the building. So if anyone's interested or wants more information, they're more than welcome to get hold of me on Facebook. We're at the paper, Kelly Steele at WindsorStar.com.
Yeah, and when we come back from our next set of messages, I do want to talk to you about where people should be starting. You know, They should be thinking about running, getting out there and doing stuff. A couple announcements that I can make is next week, I'm so excited, Florine Mark is going to be with us next week.
That's very cool.
Now, for those who don't know the name Florine Mark, think Weight Watchers and think the woman who's been on the Weight Watchers commercials since TV started. She is in her 80s, mm-hmm. and she pioneered Weight Watchers.
I can't wait to talk to her to find out how she came up with the idea.
Yeah.
Because for something to last that long is pretty amazing.
Right. So she's the one who really kind of broke it out, got all the different cities started throughout Michigan and Ontario. Mm-hmm. What a wealth of knowledge. So she's going to be on with us next week. And really, again, kind of deep diving that whole issue of, you know, yeah, there's the whole weight loss industry that's out there in the United States and making billions of dollars every year. But there are things that work.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the things that work and what do we need to do to keep people healthy and moving that ball forward. So she's agreed to come on. The following week, Dr. Tim O'Callaghan is on. He is the president of the local Essex County Medical Association. He's also the Running Flat team doctor.
Nice.
And he's the guy you'll see at the finish line and at our different race lines. And Dr. Tim's going to talk really about a whole bunch of things about, you know, some of the injuries that we see at the finish line mm-hmm. every year at all the races. You know, they're pretty common and how we can avoid those. And how we can kind of get around those. And then also some of the things that are going on with the Medical Association and where things are going. But before we do all of that, we have to do Song of the Week. And Song of the Week is by a band called Hoosier. And it's Angel of Small Death and Codeine Scene on Running Flat Radio.
Wonder if better now, having survived. Jarring of judgment and reasons defeat the sweet heat of her breath in my mouth. I'm alive with the
Oh.
Unfortunately, I'm furious about what's going on.
The Lynn Martin Show.
I'm just sick and tired of listening to these people lie to me.
On Thursday's show, proof of honesty. If you're dishonest in one situation and more than honest another, how would you judge that person's character? We'll tell you why one woman is looking at losing her job. You decide next time.
The Lynn Martin Show. Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
It's the big one, the 20th annual Wedding Extravaganza Show, this Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 5 at the Kubota Club of Windsor.
Don't miss Southern Ontario's largest wedding show featuring over 200 exhibitors. The breathtaking interactive wedding gallery will feature three fashion shows daily, a tabletop decor display, live musicians, a photography showcase, a spectacular 3D wedding cake, and the all-new Tea for Two Lounge.
Over $25,000 in prizes to be won, including the grand prize, an exotic seven-night stay at the Dreams Riviera Cancun, sponsored by Gallagher's Travel Plus. $1,000 and Via Rail travel vouchers, the $500 Devonshire Mall gift card Instagram contest, and 14 aisle prizes, each valued at $500 or more. Make sure to pick up the newest copy of Wedding Bells magazine.
Brides, receive your bonus votes to be the next cover model bride at Bridal Confidential's booth. The first 100 brides who bring in a group will receive a Hudson's Bay swag bag with gifts valued at over $150.
The Wedding Extravaganza is sponsored by the Windsor Star and AM 800 and is a production of Nouveau Event Planning. Visit weddingshows.com to register for your $3 off show admission and like Wedding Shows Windsor on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. We're still under a cold weather alert. Clear tonight, a low of minus 17. Sunny tomorrow, a high of minus 10. Clear Wednesday night with increasing cloudiness after midnight, a low of minus 13. Cloudy Thursday, a 30% chance of flurries, a high of minus 7. Mix of sun and cloud Friday and Saturday, a high of 1 on Friday, 3 on Saturday. Once again, we're still under a cold weather alert. Tonight, clear, a low of minus 17.
It's 2015, and some like to ease into the new year. But not your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram retailer. They're coming out first, and they're coming out swinging with deals too big to ignore. Like a Dodge Grand Caravan, the country's number one selling minivan for 31 years. Just $19,995 for the Canada Value Package with $8,100 in total discounts. That's big. That's the first big deal event. See your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram retailer today.
Agent Carter, all hands on deck.
All new tonight on CTV.
You look like a lady looking to dance.
I'm afraid I'd only step on your toes.
When the mission matters.
You work at the phone company. It ain't life and death.
You have no idea.
Send in a one-woman army.
What's your name, darling?
Agent.
The secret weapon of choice.
You boys play nice.
Marvel's Agent Carter. All new. Tonight at 9 on CTV.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. You know, so if you're listening right now to your radio or your or this is a podcast, which many of you have been downloading this as a podcast, we want to talk to the beginner runners, the folks who have never been running before, what they should be doing. Number one is talk to your doctor.
Absolutely.
Number one, talk to your family physician and say, hey, I want to get healthy. I want to take up running. You know, my goal this year is to do a 5K by midsummer. And how do I get there? We're going to help you do that.
Yep.
But you should really get yourself checked out, get your physical done. And if you can, go see your cardiologist. Really important. We had the folks from the Canadian Cardiac Center on a number of weeks ago, months ago. Get that podcast. It's about cardiac health, I think is what the podcast is called. What you can do, we should get them back on.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's time to get them back in, and we can talk about cardiac health because it's always important to talk about cardiac health. Like you alluded to earlier about people kind of, you know, taking their jab when someone does have a cardiac issue at a marathon, because that's traditionally where they happen at. It's because they're undiagnosed cardiac events.
Yep, absolutely.
100% of the time, they're undiagnosed cardiac events, which means if they were diagnosed early on, if somebody went to their cardiologist, went through all their tests, and got all that taken care of, we wouldn't be seeing those types of sudden death issues in races. So I want to get that out of the way. Go see your doctor, go see your cardiologist, and start there.
Yep.
Always. Having said that, where you want to start is you just want to get out.
Yep.
And whether it's starting with, you know, walking around the block, walking twice around the block, but what you want to think about when you're thinking about running or working out, it's a learned behavior, and it's about scheduling your time, and it's about a cadence in your life.
Yep.
And so when you want to run, try to run early in the morning, but do it every or every other early in the morning, or go for a walk every early, you know, early, yep, every absolutely. Other day. So, you know, it's about kind of making it that cadence of your life that, oh, you know what I forgot to do. I forgot to go for my run. I got to go now because that's what my body needs.
Well, I think they say is it takes 3 weeks for something to actually become part of your routine. So you stick to it the first week. You know what? Yeah, you might not want to get up and do it. But you know what? You keep pushing it. Yeah, you put your schedule in the fridge. You check it off every time you do it, and you'll get it done. For me, one of the biggest things that I see beginners do is they set unrealistic goals.
Right.
That first day, they don't say, I'm going to walk around. You know, this is someone who's coming straight off the couch. They don't say, I'm going to walk around the block once. They say, I'm going to go walk 5K. They come back, they hated it, their knees, everything's sore in them, and they don't go out again because they didn't set a realistic goal. So, you know, everything, especially learn to run, you have to start slowly, which is why, you know, my clinic and a lot of other clinics always do the walk run thing.
Right.
Where you walk a minute, you run a minute, kind of vary it up until you start to get your cardio up and your body gets used to it.
First off, it's okay to walk.
Absolutely.
And you know, I try to keep explaining this to folks, it's okay to walk.
But there's people who just think you're not a runner if you're walking. There's nothing wrong with it. You're out doing it. You're out getting active. You're getting your heartbeat up. Yeah. Who cares if you're walking or running?
I'm committing to you, the listener of this show, that we're going to get you running. And whatever you guys need to get there, we're going to help you out. You can always reach out to Running Flat Radio on Facebook with your questions. You can even message me, you know, on a personal level and just say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. What do I do? You know, I'm thinking about shoes. Where do I go? You know, I mean, locally in Windsor, you know, we would recommend the New Balance store or the Running Factory, where, you know, they're trained professionals. They can size up your foot. They can look at your gait. They can help you with your pronation. They can get you the right shoes that are going to fit you well and that you're not going to get hurt in.
Yep.
And, you know, the Hansons, you know, stateside in Michigan, great shoe shops and great guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin should be in later on this month as well, talking about marathon training and half marathon training.
Okay.
For the more advanced runner. But that beginner runner, we need to get you out of the house. We need to get you down your driveway, down the block, and then coming back in a half hour.
Well, and it's interesting you're saying that, because last Thursday, I write for the Windsor Star, the body and health section.
You do?
I do. I know, big surprise. I probably should have told you. But last Thursday, I started my 30 for 30 challenge, which is a challenge I put out to everyone in Windsor, Essex County. It's very simple. It's 30 days, 30 minutes of exercise. And exercise can be 30 minutes of housework. It can be 30 minutes of yoga. It can be walking. It can be running. It can be lifting weights. It's just about being active for 30 minutes a day. And the whole point of that is, after 30 days of doing this, there's a good chance that you're going to continue with it. Now, if anyone hasn't been doing it, no problem. You can jump in. This Thursday, what I'm going to be doing, it's 30 for 30 for the whole month. But each week, I'm going to be adding something extra in, just a little different exercise to kind of jazz it up a bit. So, you know, the way for me, the 30 for 30 works well because it motivates me. Sometimes you need something up on your fridge with the 30 days and you stroke it off. And it's about goals. It's about, you know, kind of that motivation. So, you know, you're talking about getting people at the door. Try the 30 for 30. You know, it's simple enough, right?
Does the winner get a subscription to the Windsor Star for a year?
They do. They get a free personal training session with me.
Okay.
If I said that, no one would want to, because I love putting people through workouts.
Well, you missed Danielle Chevalier, here last week with Chris, her husband. And yeah, she's one tough cookie live.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would not want to.
Yes, I did her.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I did her stair climbing class one day, and she
at the WFCU.
Oh yeah, and she yelled and screamed and made me do push-ups. 2 days later, I still couldn't lower myself onto the toilet because my quads, every muscle in my legs was screaming, which is a sign of a great workout, right?
Absolutely. If that's for sure. So let's go back to these beginner runners because it's our focus. We need to get these folks.
Well, and another big thing with your Learn to Run runners,
yes,
or people going at the door, they don't know what to wear. They want to go out, but they really don't know what to wear. And it really is. I get a ton of questions on that. My advice to them is, like you said, the shoes. You need a really good pair of gloves because you don't want your hands to get cold. Toque or earmuffs.
Right.
But pants, something that's insulated, that's going to breathe, but still warm.
Lerma.
And layer. So many people will come to the Learn to Run clinics the very first night, and they'll have huge parka on because it's really cold out. And they don't realize that, you know, the rule of thumb is when you go out for your walk or your run, you shouldn't be warm when you go out. You shouldn't be comfortable. You should be a bit cold because you're going to start to warm up.
Correct.
And that's the point of the layers. You can start to shed layers. But like I said, too many people have the parkas and they're all...
Right. So in layers, and the reason why that's so important is inevitably in the region that we live in, there's wind. And wind is not our friend. Wind is good for wind farms, not our friend as runners. And what ends up happening when it's super cold like it is right now, inevitably one way in or out, whichever way you're going, you're going to be against the wind. And when the wind's at your back, you have to open up your jacket because you're too hot. So that's why it's really important to layer and to be able to open up that jacket. Even a 1/4 zip's pretty tough to do. You need the full jacket or at least a 3/4 zip.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever run and not been coming back either carrying my toque or carrying my gloves or my jacket open. It's just, it always happens. So you're absolutely right.
Right. And so it's vitally important that one way or another, you need to layer up. Don't wear the parka with the t-shirt underneath, the cotton t-shirt underneath.
Get rid of the cotton.
No, you have to get some synthetics, put them on, short sleeve, like a longer thermal long sleeve, into somewhat of a sweatshirt that you can actually unzip. And then something that has like a shield to block the wind on the outside. Yeah. Some sort of, I know that there's different, Sugoi makes a couple great products where they block the wind on the front and they're more, much more permeable in the back, so you can exhaust the heat. But, you know, as a person who's going out starting, don't make it complicated. Just wear a couple shirts, wear a jacket. And, you know, in some place where you can have, with pockets, you can actually put your gloves and your hat and your toque and everything else, and you'll do just fine.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I get a lot of people, they're just starting off, so they don't want to buy the gear because they think, you know what, I'm not sure I'm going to like this. You know what, you're probably still going to wear that stuff. And a lot of the layered stuff isn't really that expensive. And, you know, you can wear it under other stuff if you choose that running or walking is what you want to do. You can wear it with other stuff anyways, but it's really worth the money.
Yeah. And I totally agree. And we wish you all luck. And of course, you can always inbox me through Facebook or go to runningflat.com for more information about the races and the runs that we do. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. Thanks, Kelly. We'll talk to you next week. Next week, the woman from Weight Watchers is on talking about weight.
I'm going to run like crazy this week, then.
Keep running.